All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
today. Welcome, welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live with Pastor He in the Now Network studio. Got caught off guard a little bit there. Got caught up in that song, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, see, that's that encouraging word there, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Are we going to celebrate some everlasting life tonight as we talk about Jesus? Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we'll have a mixed panel of questions, a mixed panel of discussion, but we will share Jesus with the world through our testimonies to go and make disciples through our lives. And yes, no matter how simple, how broken, how messed up, how things don't make sense, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus wants to transform you. And it doesn't matter big time, little time, what kind of sin, what kind of situation that you are dealing with, God is ready to forgive you now. He wants to heal you. He wants to forgive your sins. He wants to caress you and now have you in the ultimate relationship with him through the Spirit. And that's because of Jesus. Yes. And yes, following Jesus now goes to the next level, because now it always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Yeah, the moment I met him, I'm not talking about Sunday school. I'm not talking about what someone else may have told. I'm talking when I met Jesus on that road. Paul's road was Damascus. Well, what was your road? My road was Long Beach Boulevard. Your road may be somewhere, but on that road where I met Jesus, I knew then that it had nothing to do with purpose. And that purpose involved sharing his love with everyone. Immediately, he gives you that privilege. When you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, you now have the privilege to do the most important thing you could ever, ever do, is tell somebody, encourage somebody, uplift somebody else, that what God is doing in your life, he will continue to do in their lives when they trust him. Yeah, he'll lead when we follow. He'll speak when we decrease. He'll elevate when we find a prostrate position to allow him to be in full control. Let's talk Jesus here on the Now Network. We're excited tonight. Been doing some studies and I do this on my own constantly. And as God directs me to share, that's my job, is to share. This is the most important thing. I wish one person out there would really get this, is that what this is all about is sharing his love with somebody else that doesn't know it how you know it, sharing his love with someone else that has not experienced it like you have, sharing his love with somebody else that cannot even comprehend it like you can. But by us being willing, faithful, dedicated servants, see, serving God means it's about him. Serving God means that we didn't make it. We didn't arrive. We have not achieved the accolades that the world would have us to do. But to know that we have went to a place of decrease. See, if there is no cross in your life, there is no loss. If there's no cross in your life, there is no Christ. If there's no cross in your life, there is no path. Whatever you're doing, whatever you say you're doing, whatever you call yourself doing, if it isn't on the road that Christ has put you on, you are doing what you want to do and not what he wants to do. Oh, we have to keep it real even on Let's Talk Jesus. We still have to be, watch this, conscious enough to hold each other accountable. Now, as I say all the time, the word is for me first. And my accountability is the most important thing, not to man, but to God. And I must constantly change. I must constantly go higher. I must constantly, watch this, follow Jesus. If you studied and if you've related and have basked in his presence, the most important thing that he's trying to show us is to follow what has already been done. Luke 9, chapter 9, if you want to turn there with me this afternoon, this evening, in your own time, respected time zones. But in Luke, it's explained to us is that how we get out of self is that, first of all, it, it, You must deny yourself. You must know that that dying of self, following God is just not singing a song. Following Christ is just not preaching a sermon. Following Christ is not just doing what you want. Jesus said right there in verse 23, chapter 9, Luke 9, 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone, I want to stop there, please. If you haven't scratched around that, highlighted that, or made that a point, a stick out point, because anyone that takes you out of the equation, you have no right or rule to choose the anyone. Yeah, somebody liked that one right there. I felt that high five in the spirit. We don't have the right to choose the anyone, the whatsoever's, the whoever's. See, those are the ones that chose Christ alone. See, the thing I love about this, it finally dawned on me about 20 years ago, and it took 10 more to really get it. Yes. And I'm praying that some of my testimony and some of my aggression will help you to push yourself. I'm showing you how I'm pushing myself, that now that aggression will show you how to push yourself. I was talking to someone this morning, and we got back to that ultimate decision time is, what do you do in times of trouble? Do you seek yourself? How you do me that way? How you allow that to happen? Me, instead of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I know that one person out there tonight, including me, let's say two people, that are going to get this and say, you know what? I need to focus on Jesus so much that I don't let any other thought or any other attitude or any other spirit, oh my God, come in and contaminate my seeking first. See, that's a powerful thing, because when you seek first, you don't even have to resist. See, resisting is when you allowed yourself to be entertained. Now you have to go into a mode of resisting, so now he'll flee. Oh, but don't get it wrong. He's going to come again, because he see that you have not got to the point of knowing how to seek first. You still have to be reactive and resist second. But following Jesus makes us say, you know what? My focal point has to stay on him. If anyone desires to come after me. Now watch this. I like that part right there, the after, because we are following. But don't you know you have to go after something that has already been done? Oh, he's already went to prepare the place. He's already up there on the right hand of the Father. He's already in the place of the heavenlies. But he has prepared for us a place to follow. But you must know that we have to go after him. Oh, how do you go after him? When you go after him, you seek him with all your might, all your spirit, all your soul, all your everything, that now you've made a prolific choice now to give God your best. Oh, no. See, we've been taught that just read the scripture, go through the motions, and then it's going to work out for you. Well, friend, family, brother, sister, homie, it does not work that way. I are responsible to put ourselves in the driver's seat, drive the car of holiness, fill it up with the Holy Ghost gas, put on the Holy Ghost GPS, and follow what the Holy Ghost has to say. But it's so easy to get back in self. Oh, don't let things get a little easy. Don't let things get a little bit less complicated. We start to follow our own selves again, instead of being dedicated to going after. See, before you can follow him, see, that following is a lifestyle. Going after is training. That's boot camp. Going after Jesus is boot camp. That means you are going hard. If you know anything about boot camp is when they strip you down of all you know, all you had, all you thought you had, all you thought you could be, and now they build you up into a fighting machine of whoever your boot camp you're in. My God. Are you in the boot camp of the world because you're being built up for some worldly stuff? I know folks out there fear you. I know folks get out your way, but that is physical. Oh, but are you being really built up in the spiritual for the things that God has for you? Oh, whom do we serve this day? going after me. Let him deny himself. See, when you go after. Oh, we're going to get to the follow. Watch this. When you go after. See, when you go after, you must die. Say it with me today. Lord, you increase, I decrease. All day. I decrease, you increase. You increase, I decrease. I decrease, you increase. You increase, I decrease. I decrease, you increase. Oh, you increase, I decrease. And continue, watch this habit. Because we have to be so sold out going after. See, denying self. He didn't say deny mama, daddy, sister, brother, church folks, or anybody else. He says deny yourself. Oh, we lost 5 callers there because somebody was encouraged about following themselves. The numbers went from 30 live. We got someone on the internet and 5 just dropped. But guess what? That's following me, the ones that dropped, because they thought I was going to say something real sweet and real harmonious. Instead of saying something that may cut, it may hit a toe. But if your foot's in the way, that's on you. That's not on me. Oh, watch this. Going after, then you deny yourself. I know it hasn't been brought to that revelation. And we say, how does that come? That comes from the word. See, going after is dying, denying of yourself. And then he says, and take up his cross daily. Now watch this. Don't you know there's a Calvary with your name on it? Daily. See, going after, now denying, you may have to suffer some for somebody else. That's all Calvary was about. Christ suffering for everybody. You get lucky. You may only have to suffer for a small amount. Christ came for the world. He suffered for the world. And I know you look at some of the world, and you look at some of the people in the world, and you say, they haven't made it, they haven't got it. Well, guess what? He's not slack, neither am I. So I'm not going to even discuss that. What I'm going to say is, if I do better, and then you get on the board to do better, not for me, but for God, and then you get on the board, and you get on the board, and you get on the board, only thing that people can do is what they see. Mm. See, that's a motion of taking back what the enemy has stole. The enemy stole nothing but joy, peace, and love. You bring it back, we take back what the enemy stole. And we know it's not by power, it's not by might, it is by sacrifice. Following. Do you really? That's a big challenge too. You don't take it lightly. That this following Christ is some easy little situation that goes and comes as it wills. No. This following Jesus thing is a study. It is a seminary. It is you do not graduate. I'm sorry, did I hurt somebody feeling? You do not graduate. And I don't know why I'm on that today, but I was speaking to someone else and I'm like, dude, I love you. But do you think you arrived or something? Is it not Christ who lives in you and not yourself? Pastor Stephen, what do you mean? Brother, everything you just said was about you, 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 and you. And then you call me that you know I'm going to recognize those key words, and I'm going to call it out. And you wanted to be called out because you wouldn't have called my number. You would have called old boy number that said, oh, man, it's okay. Just repent and go on. No. We have to get better than repenting. See, once you've repented, you've been forgiven. Stop doing the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old thing again. But change it from doing the same old thing into the great thing, what God has called to be repetitious, to be easy in your life, to be a pleasure, to do often. Now you've developed a habit of what? Going after. See, going after what? Number one, deny yourself. Number two, take up your own cross. What are you willing to give up for somebody else that doesn't even know you did it? That's why I really love the portion room. God gave us that vision here on the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and all of our covenant partners to dedicate a place to God that we could sow freely. See, that God is so good. I felt somebody right now, I don't know your name, and I'm not going to call you out if I did. Somebody just started sowing into the portion room right then, saying, you know what? I got more than enough right now. Let me just give freely just because I can. See, that is repetitious over and over. You don't have to be told. You don't have to be geared up. It's repetitious. Then you now start to form an easy position to now becomes pleasurable. And now you do it often. And man, when you get that habit of going after, you know, it doesn't even look bad no more. I had three obstacles today that most people would have said, man, just go take a break. Give up on that. Don't even deal with that. Start again tomorrow. Guess what? You got to go through some things. And if you allow your spirit, a watch, going after to affect your following, you still doing you. Or you still doing somebody else. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Had to bring that one out there because a lot of us still are following people that aren't really worthy to be followed. I didn't say anyone's name. I said people. You know, it came up in your spirit. I'm just calling it out where the Lord says call it out, but somebody out there is still following somebody else's dream, vision, and idea, and yours is on the back burner. Now, that does not mean you give up on ministry and the things you've committed to, but you have to know your purpose. He didn't say, I want the whole group of 30 over here, 100 over here, 1,000 over here. This is the steps you're going to take. If the 100 desire to follow me, you guys come after. And then you guys, and then gave somebody else the same instructions, but just change it around a little bit and say, you follow, you come after. No, structure is structure. And that's what we mess up as Christians. We always want to flip it, whip it, and rub it down another way instead of doing it the way. Thank you, somebody. Somebody said hallelujah. We always want to rip, whip it. I can't even get that out there again. We always want to twist things up and going by what the word says. One means one, two means two, three, three, four means four. You cannot exclude 8, 9, and 10. You have to get the whole purpose. That's why we miss it so many times because we just changed. I'm following. But we really didn't recognize, you know, it took some going after. And going after Jesus is, that's my number one study every day. I have not perfected it. I don't believe I ever will. But I know one thing, I'm going to try. I'm going to push because, watch this, going after Jesus really means studying Jesus. And there's a lot of information, a lot of resources, a lot of things in the Word of God. I'm not talking about other books and other commentaries. I'm talking about in the Word of God alone, all the way from Genesis to Revelation. There is word of knowledge about Jesus. And if I want to know him, I have to relate and, watch this, receive from him. That same motion, we were sharing this season. Reading the Word of God, you have to go in there intentionally. Three times. I encourage everyone, read that chapter three times. Well, I read John 3:16, chapter 3 today. No, read it three times. First of all, go into prayer and get in a position to go into the Word. And then the first time you read that word, go in for familiarity. The second time you read that word, go in with purpose. Oh, and that third time, it's revelation time. And I guarantee you, you'll be like, wow, I've been reading this 36 years. I've been reading this 50 years. I've been reading this 90 years. I've been reading this 10 years. And I finally got a revelation. Because now you're intentional knowing what the words of power are in the Word of God that I go after. That encourages me. Most people are like, I got to go after. No. I'm encouraged now because I have all the resources I need to go after him. Oh, yes, deny yourself. See, you have to keep reminding yourself. Somebody need to get some post-it notes. One person on this broadcast is probably all of us. I got them everywhere, but you need to get them posting those and keep them handy. And you need to write them on key places in your home that reminds you, go after, deny, take up. Go after, deny, take up. Go after, deny, take. Just go after one wall, take up on the next wall, and woo, my Jesus, deny, take up. Go after, deny, take up, deny on one wall, take up on another and go, I mean, go after, excuse me, go after, deny, and take up your cross. That now you really understand what the humility of Christ is. And he didn't have to do it. We are required to. There's no woulda, coulda, shoulda, if or would. We are required to when you believe. When you go after. That touched me this morning, that go after. Oh, yeah, you know Mondays is always the kickoff for Wednesdays, and Fridays can wake up, get up, move, and your purpose is going to continue and go to the next level. But right now, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to pray for this moment right here of the go after. That as we go after you hard, going after you, that we line up with you, going after you, that we come into agreement with you, going after you, that we understand you, going after you, that we believe in you, going after you, that we obey you like never before. Teach us your ways. Teach us your will. Teach us your word. That as we deny ourselves, we understand the revelation to give before receiving. We now follow you because of the sacrifice to give to others before we get ourselves. And we thank you that you move right now by the Spirit of God through our Comforter right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it, we believe it, we achieve it in Jesus' name. Then he said to all, see, you got to look at that part right there, John 22. He said to them all, oh, believe me, there were some non-believers around all the time. And even though, and I've said this before, and I will be redundant about this one too, because we have to be very, very clear about this. Jesus did not come for the Gentiles. Yes, he came from heaven to earth for the world. But when he came as man in flesh, when he was born by Mary and Joseph, his purpose was for the Jews. Simple as that. The disciples followed him to learn and to, watch this, minister to the Jews to come on over to the other side. Then we learn about Paul, who was sent for the Gentiles. But you have to know that when we are going after him, we're going after his characteristics. And we're knowing now that our battle and our job and our assignment, remember Matthew 28, that we go there, therefore, into all the lands and all the worlds and into any crevice in any place to what? Make disciples. But you must go after him with such a zeal. Oh, it's a race. No, it's not a personal race. It's not an open race. It's a personal race, a race between me and where I need to be and where my flesh would like to be. Oh, that's another battle right there. That as we seek him, seek first. That's helping me out with a lot of situations, business-wise, personal-wise, ministry-wise, and everything else. Seek first, my God. It's just that simple. Seek first. So important that we remind ourselves. Somebody else put that on your wall, on your mirror in the bathroom. We in there a lot. We spend a lot of time in the bathroom, in the kitchen, on your corner of your TV. Seek first. All over the place, in your car, by the radio. Seek first. Because in every one of those areas, we need to be reminded that when you go after, when you deny yourself and you take up, now it's time to what? Follow. He says, and follow me. See, that's more work. For who 24, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever's ashamed of me and my words, oh my God, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and his Father and of the holy angels. See, following Jesus today is talking about Jesus. And in the calmness of the Spirit of God, as we release the Spirit right now to say, let's go after him. Let's strive to go after. Let's go hard. Let's go so hard that as we go after him, it's pleasing in his sight, not ours. It's not our will being done, but his will being done. It's not our agenda, but it's his agenda. And now we really understand that he is in total control. Do you want him to be in total control? Then you have to release control. If you want God to be, if you want him to drive the ship, you have to get out of the ship chair. If you want him to drive the car, get in the passenger car. Oh, no, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Don't do that driving on the freeway. Go call Pastor and say, you told me. No, you know what I mean. That spiritual car, that place where God is at all times with you. Get out the way and let God lead you. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for this opportunity to talk about you, Lord. And we want to glorify you, magnify you, and lift you up. Lord, we worship you right now. For your word is so true. And yes, the truth hurts, but it sets us free. So, Lord, we stand here free and free indeed by the sacrifice of your son, Jesus, that now we could take on the burden, we could take on the responsibility, and we could take on the commitment to be your children. Bless those today live. Bless those today on the archives. Bless those that don't even know how they got this broadcast some way on their phone or on the internet or on Facebook or on Instagram or any of the social media ways. We thank you that this word has went forth. And we thank you, Lord, it's not returning to you void, Lord. So we step up and say it's not going to return to us void either. We're going to live by the word. We're going to walk by the word. And we're going to have faith in the word. We open up the portion room right now. We sow. I sow freely right now. Give it all. Just here. Take it freely. As you bless me, that you can bless others better than me. We thank our covenant partners for their offering, their free will giving. And we ask you, Lord, to receive it. Anything that was not pleasing, remove it right now. We've already sacrificed it. It's been put down and under our feet. But we give you the fresh offering, love, joy, peace, healing, deliverance, transformation. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, family, we want to open up the lines, give you a chance to get in the conversation here on Let's Talk Jesus with myself, Pastor E. The phones are open now. Dial 1 and we'll bring you in. And if not, we will say thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you as it has been to us. And we pray, Lord, that as he continues to grow us, that we continue to nurture one another in his word. Amen. Area code 704, last 4, 8768. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Hi, Pastor E. This is Connie. I just really enjoyed it. It's awesome. The word was awesome.
Amen. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, that's good. Everything's good?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Well, we're going to go after, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. Dial 1. Get in the conversation and give a shout out. Need prayer. That one person out there that's on this line that doesn't know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior. And you heard something encouraging today. You say, I want to know more. Well, guess what? You can get it right now. All you have to do is say, I believe, I receive, I achieve, that you came, that you walked, that you died for me, and you rose again. And we'll go into detail with you if you need that information. But God is available for you right now. Come on, dial 1. Get in on the conversation. Let's talk Jesus. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for everyone that was on board tonight. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus will continue every Monday at 6, 8, and 9 p.m. Your particular time zone every Monday evening. Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Well, family, it's been an awesome time. I thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you're blessed. And I know as we're listening to the archives later, I know I'm going to get a great word out of this. But know this, you are blessed.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly,
homicide. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
To get you to do something, you better not follow them demons, I swear, I declare, throw my power.